Hello everyone and welcome back to yet another exciting episode of Katha Potli, the story box for children. Today I will tell you a story written by the famous author Charles Dickens. The name of the story is David Copperfield. This story is about a young boy's growth and development into maturity. It is written from the point of view of the mature adult who recounts his own obstacles and the obstacles of those around him and how it all shaped his life and his beliefs. The story starts with an account of the birth and childhood of David Copperfield at his home, Blunderstone Rookery. He was born 6 months after the death of his father and under circumstances which one of the nurses claimed would cause him to lead an unlucky life. He was raised by his mother Clara and his nurse Peggotty, who gives him a happy childhood. He remembers his mother as carefree and recalls the relaxed atmosphere that the three of them had together. He frequently says that this was one of his happiest times in his life. Everything changes once his mother meets the dark but handsome Mr. Murdstone. Peggotty immediately takes a disliking to him and often fights with Clara about him. But Clara refuses to heed her advice. Peggotty and David visit Yarmouth, Peggotty's hometown, for a week, which is when David first met Mr. Barkis, the courier driver. Mr. Peggotty, Peggotty's brother Ham, and little Emily. When David and Peggotty return, however, his mother and Mr. Murdstone has married and their former life disappears forever. Mr. Murdstone is a very controlling man who forces the principle of firmness on Clara with the help of his sister, Miss Murdstone. After David bites Mr. Murdstone while being beaten by him, David is sent away to Salem House, a boarding school for boys. There he meets Steerforth, a handsome cultured boy whom he admires dearly. He also met Traddles, an overweight but jovial and kind-hearted boy. He learns a lot of things at school and has one more good day with his mother, but he soon receives the bad news that his mother passed away. He returns home for the funeral and never goes back to the Salem House. Peggotty is fired by Mr. Murdstone and she marries Barkis. And although she writes to David and sees him from time to time, she can no longer be there for him the way she was before. David is constantly neglected before he is finally sent away to London to work in one of Mr. Murdstone's warehouses, which he did not like at all, despite the respect he earns. He does get to meet the Micah Burrs, a kind yet financially troubled family. They were eventually forced to move away to evade all of their debt, and once they move, David decides to leave as well and to find his aunt, Miss Betsy, who abandoned him and his mother at his birth because he was not a girl. After a difficult journey, he finds the home of his aunt in Dover. And after a rude encounter with the Murdstone, she decided to let him stay along with her other house guest, Mr. Dick. David begins attending school in Canterbury and does well. He quickly rises to the top of his class. He lives with family, friends, Mr. Wickfield and his daughter Agnes. Agnes is around David's age and would continue to be a significant influence in David's life. He also met Uriah Heep, Mr. Vicky Field's servant, to whom David takes on immediate disliking. Dr. Strong, the master of his school, and Dr. Strong's wife, Anne. After he graduates, Miss Betsy and David decide that he should take some time to decide what he wants to do. He decides to go to visit Pigotty. And along the way, he runs into Steerforth, his school batchmate, who takes him to his house. There, David met his mother, Mrs. Steerforth, and Miss Dartle, Steerforth's cousin. David and Steerforth go to Yarmouth and spend time there, arriving just in time to hear the announcement of little Emily and Ham's engagement, with which Steerforth is not very happy about. After conferring with his aunt, David decides to pursue the career of a proctor. He moves into Doctors' Commons in London and works at the office of Spenlow and Jorkins. He even gets his own apartment with a landlady named Mrs. Krupp. He encounters old friends of his, including Tommy Traddles from Salem House, who is studying to be a lawyer and is working to save money for his wedding to his fiancée. He also met Mr. Micah Wubber. Soon, however, Mr. Micah Wubber is forced to leave once again due to financial issues. David meets Mr. Spinlow's daughter, Dora, a very beautiful but childish girl with whom he falls completely in love. David returns to Yarmouth when he hears that Mr. Barkis is about to die, and he remains there to settle Pigotty's affairs for some time afterwards. During this time, little Emily goes with Steerforth, and Mr. Pigotty begins his quest to find her and to bring her back home to her family. Meanwhile, Miss Betsy shows up at David's door, having lost her fortune due to Yura's heaps scamming. He has weaseled his way into a partnership with Mr. Wickfield. Although David is poor, he is determined to work hard so that his marriage with Dora can work out. However, Mr. Spenlow soon finds about the affair and forbids it, only to die in a carriage accident later that day, leaving Dora distraught and unwilling to see David. Eventually, though, the two marry and lead a happy life. Although Dora is very bad at keeping house and is very childlike in many ways, her premature death is a serious blow to David. And it is mainly with Agnes's support that he comes back to normal. Dr. Strong and Anne go through some difficult time when Uriah hints that Anne may be having an affair with her cousin Jack Malden. However, Mr. Dick reconciles the two and they go back to being very affectionate. This episode only deepens the disliking of Uriah, and soon he is exposed as a fraud and taken down by Mr. Micah Wubber and Traddles. Meanwhile, Mr. Pigotty and David hear from Littimer, Steerforth's servant, that little Emily has left Steerforth. They ask her friend Martha to help finding her, and Martha eventually finds little Emily and leads Mr. Pigotty to her. He decides to move to Australia, where little Emily can start a new life, as does the Micawber family. Steerforth dies in a storm just outside of Yarmouth, and Ham dies trying to rescue him. David moves away to recover from all that he has been through. During this time, he discovered that he truly loves Agnes. Not long after he returns to London, the two get married and live happily with 3 children, as well as Miss Betsy Bigotti and Mr. Dick. So this is a short summary of a novel written by Charles Dickens, and the name of the novel is David Copperfield. Do go through this lovely story, children, whenever you get time, and keep enjoying and listening to more such stories, and subscribe to the podcast. Bye. Take care.